First, Wisconsin is facing a shortage of home care workers, the people who provide a variety of in-home services for many seniors, people with disabilities, or people with long-term illness.
A survey from the Survival Coalition of Wisconsin Disability Organizations found a sizable majority of people in need of those services had trouble finding enough workers, and in many cases that led to missed meals and medical appointments and to negative health outcomes.
As we've heard on Central Time, home care work is often demanding and not highly paid, which can make it hard to keep workers in the profession and leads to high turnover and inconsistent care.
Our next guests are a part of an effort to change things through a cooperative business model for home health care.
Ann Reynolds is Executive Director of the University of Wisconsin Center for Cooperatives. Ann, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
And Tracy Dudzinski is an HR coordinator for Cooperative Care. She's based in Wautoma. Tracy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Tracy, let's start with the basics because there's a lot of different kinds of care out there. What do home care workers do?
Well, at our co-op, we go in and help with bathing, shopping, cleaning, laundry, meal preparation, medication reminders, transportation to doctor's appointments, all those things that help people stay in their home.
And can you talk about some of the demands and challenges of the job and the kind of pay workers across the industry outside of your own organization might be facing?
Low pay for sure. And the demands are you have to be able to think quickly on your feet, problem solve, because you're working alone. You don't have direct supervision. It is demanding work. I mean, sometimes you feel like a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, a counselor, all those things. You need to be really versatile and able to do different things.
And we were talking about that shortage of workers many people are facing. Is that something you see here in the state?
Yes, definitely. Actually, here at Cooperative Care, that is the only thing that is limiting our growth is being able to find enough workers. We're actually turning away business.
And Ann, let's bring the cooperative angle into this now. What does it mean in home care or whatever field, what does it mean to be a cooperative?
Well, it's basically cooperatives are organizations that are owned by the people who actually use the services rather than the investors. So in the case of Cooperative Care, the owners are the people who use the services by being employed at Cooperative Care. And they benefit from the cooperative both by their wages that they receive and their benefits, but also by having a voice in the decision-making around the cooperative. So in cooperatives, the people who actually use the services and are the owners serve on the board of directors and direct management and policy at that business.
And leading up to this conversation, I talked to people from the National AARP and other groups who are working on using the cooperative model nationwide. Can you talk about why people are seeing this as a potential solution for a lot of the problems in home care?
Yeah, it's a really difficult industry, as Tracy said, and there are demographics are really kind of against us because there is increasing need. The baby boomers, as they're aging, want to stay in their homes. Home care provides essential services so that they can do that. But at the same time, we have fewer and fewer working people in many counties, especially rural areas where the aging population is really creating difficulty attracting a workforce in a field which can be incredibly rewarding but also is underpaid. So we're seeing that nationally, and cooperatives, because it puts workers in a position of making decisions for themselves, are seen as one of the potential real answers to this kind of conundrum about providing good home care services.
We're talking about home care in Wisconsin and around the country, and the idea of a cooperative model to help bring people into the profession and keep them there. Ann Reynolds is with us from the UW Center for Cooperatives. Tracy Dudzinski also with us from Cooperative Care. And Tracy, talk about how this works on a day-to-day basis. What is different about working for Cooperative Care versus another home care agency?
Well, here at Cooperative Care, the owners, the people doing the work, have a say in how the business is run. we have a core group of dedicated owners that will do what needs to be done. Very seldom do we miss a visit. Very seldom are our shifts not covered. If we say we're going to be there, we have someone there. We make it work. We believe we provide a higher quality service because our workers are vested in the success of their business.
We hear a lot about turnover in the home care industry, where people don't stick around in the same job for a long time. And that means clients see different people who have to kind of learn the ropes of dealing with that individual. Do you see less turnover when you have this cooperative model?
We actually are lower than the industry standard. I can tell you we have six original founding members. We were founded in 2001 that are still here working as caregivers.
And how much have you grown since that initial group of six people?
Well, worker-wise, owner-wise, we're down a little bit. But I can tell you client-wise, we serve about 200 clients, provide about 1,000 service hours a week with approximately 40 caregivers.
And what kind of voice do workers for cooperative care have in decision-making? That would usually be, you know, the owner or the manager or what have you.
Anytime they have a concern or think of a way things may work better, they are more than encouraged to come to the board of directors to bring that before the board. We do ad hoc committees to solve problems. They can serve on a committee. They can run for the board of directors and have a say in how the business is run and in the direction we're going to go.
And Ann, talk about how you're involved in this. I imagine that to somebody trying to invent a co-op on their own would risk trying to reinvent the wheel again and again. Are there a lot of lessons from other kinds of co-ops that have applied for home care?
Yeah, that is part of our role, is to bring those lessons, learn best practices from other cooperatives around the country, not just home care co-ops, but co-ops that are owned by farmers or business people or consumers and grocery co-ops. All of them need to have good governance practices. They need to understand the business itself so that they can make strategic decisions. And one of our roles with cooperative care has been actually right from the founding of the co-op to be there as needed, to provide training to the board, to connect them with other cooperatives so that they can learn from the both mistakes and successes of other similar organizations. And it is an interesting thing. A lot of people are skeptical about co-ops. Can the workers really run the business? But we've seen the success in many, many industries, and it absolutely can happen, but it does need support and education, just as with any kind of business or organization that where people are trying to do something that is challenging, and home care is definitely a challenging industry.
And Ann, do we see people around the nation looking at what's going on here in Wisconsin when it comes to home care cooperatives?
Yeah, definitely. We're part of a nationwide coalition that meets monthly. Tracy's involved with that, too. We are sharing information. There's a cooperative home care conference that started last year and is being supported by AARP and other organizations. So the network of people around the country that are interested in this is growing, and they're trying different models. Some of these businesses work for agencies and provide services for people that are receiving Medicaid and other state support, and others are starting businesses where private individuals pay for the home care. So they range from tiny little organizations of maybe 5 or 10 employees to cooperative home care associates in the Bronx, which has over 2,500 employees.
And Tracy, I want to talk about the work a little more. When we've talked about this before, we've had people call in and say, I love this work. It's really meaningful. You connect with people, you're making a difference in their lives, but it is demanding and it's hard to do. It's hard to keep doing over the years at this low pay rate. The people you work with, I mean, are these people who are committed to the kind of care you're providing?
Yep, I would say they are committed. Everybody always says it takes somebody special to do this kind of work. I would agree with that. The low wages kind of stink, but I can tell you for this line of work in our area, we are one of the highest paying agencies in the area. 71 cents of every dollar we make goes back to our caregiver, and that's because we own the company. We're going to take care of ourselves, not line the pocket of some big CEO.
We're talking about home care work in Wisconsin. There's a shortage of workers with often low pay and high turnover. Our guests say a cooperative model can help. Ann Reynolds is with us from the UW Center for Cooperatives, and Tracy Dudzinski is an HR coordinator for Cooperative Care.
And you can join us at 800-642-1234. Have you done home care work? What are the conditions and the pay like? Do you rely on home care for yourself or a family member? And have you had trouble finding someone to do that work? You can call us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And right now we're picking up our conversation about home care work and a cooperative model that aims to avoid staff turnover, provide better working conditions, and give more consistent care to clients.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you work in home care? What are the challenges you face? Do you work in a cooperative type of home care setting like we're talking about? Are you a client of a home care provider? How important is that for you? What kind of care do you need? Is it good to see the same person day after day as much as possible? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers. Tom is with us in Cedarburg. Tom, hi.
Hi. I wanted to say that my sister, who lost her husband in 08, has been doing home care since around 09. And at that time, she was able to get full-time work with moderate benefits. But in the last 3 or 4 years, the companies have gone to part-time and have cut the hours and, you know, no benefits. And so because of that, even though my sister enjoys what she's doing, she's looking to do something else.
Tom, thanks a lot for that call. And Tracy, as I understand, a lot of home care providers, they're in kind of a financial crunch. They can only charge so much. Federal reimbursements are low or non-existent for a lot of services. Do you face that kind of financial crunch at Cooperative Care?
I would say yes, we do. Our reimbursement rates are not sufficient for what we do. We do state-funded care, and we also have private pay. So we are trying to change our ratio of clients more towards private pay, but we don't turn anybody away based on their funding source.
Tom, thanks a lot for that call. And Anne, is this something that you help cooperatives in home care or other fields deal with? I mean, every business faces its own unique financial situation. Do you help manage that sort of thing for a co-op?
Yeah, it's really a dilemma, and a lot of it does come down to those reimbursement rates. As Tracy said, certainly businesses can become more efficient, and we're definitely seeing applications and use of scheduling, you know, programs and things like that to help make the administrative time less and the time in the home more. But there's only so much that can be done when the federal rates are really stagnant. And of course, as was said, people are looking for living wages and they're looking for benefits, and they can sometimes get those in other fields. So they're leaving home care, which is too bad.
Thanks for that call. We'll go next to Otto in Baraboo. Otto, hi.
Hello. Say, I appreciate the concept of the co-op, and I know you made the one comment I thought that was excellent, is you're not lining the pockets of a CEO and you're getting the employees involved. I was wondering, has there been talk of maybe creating a state indentured apprenticeship program for CNAs or caregivers to have a little bit more, incentive to stay in the field, because they know that their wages would progress as they step each year up, and then could have like a final, like a journeyman type living wage.
Otto, thanks for the call. So let's talk about the training over the long term, Tracy. I don't think there's anything like that sort of apprenticeship, but can you talk about training and developing people in the field of home care?
Sure. We actually hire people without any experience. We use the Wisconsin Personal Services Association direct care competency training. So it's a lot of client-specific training that where they come in with no experience at our starting wage, and then they can work up to a higher wage by completing this training. And we hire people with experience. Not only as a caregiver, because I started here and in the field as a caregiver, I worked my way up now into a office position, but our office people have all done that. We still go out and cover shifts when necessary. So the opportunity for advancement is here.
Otto, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Annie on the line in Platteville. Annie, hi.
Hi. I've been on both sides of this. I did home health care for about 4 or 5 years. This was several years ago. And the company I worked for, which was a private company, was appalling. One of the first meetings I went to, things they covered that you can't do were borrowing money from your clients, not coming to your client's home to take a nap, things that are common sense. And apparently these people were hired and kept on the payroll. Personally, I try to be really conscientious and do things as though I was caring for a family member. Well, now, due to an accident, I'm getting limited home care myself, and I've got to tell you, the workers I've had have just been abysmal. Anything they do has to be redone as far as housework. I have friends that come in the same day and have to redo it, and they just don't seem to care, and I think that could go to the way they're treated by some of these private companies. This co-op model sounds amazing.
Annie, thanks a lot for that call. Annie's been on it from both sides. Tracy, it sounds like Annie has experienced very low standards of care, hopefully lower than normal. What kind of standards are you shooting for there?
We aim for perfection. Obviously, we don't always hit that. We tell our clients when we go out and do our assessments, if there's any concerns, please call us right away. We want to deal with things before they become a problem. They are pretty good about doing that, and we problem solve right away and try to fix problems as they occur.
Annie, thanks for calling. We are talking about home care in Wisconsin and around the country. Talk about a cooperative model to try to help tackle a worker shortage problem, working conditions problems, and trying to provide more consistent care. Tracy Dudzinski is with us from Cooperative Care. She's based in Wautoma. Ann Reynolds from the UW Center for Cooperatives. We'll go next to Jane in Livingston. Jane, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was just going to share the experiences of being a home health aide for 29 years. And what I liked about it was that there's a variety of people and of illnesses that we would walk into, you know, and you have the experience of knowing a little bit about their history. And just a lot of them really wanted just company, you know, because they're very lonely staying home alone with their illness, and that's all they got to think about. So not only did we provide care physically, but we were there emotionally, mentally for them too. So I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I had everything from hospice to Alzheimer's to quadriplegics to deaf people, blind people. So it was quite an experience for me, and I am really glad that I had that as a career.
Jane, thanks for that call. And Tracy, that reminds me of something you said earlier, that the training is client-specific. Every client is an individual person with individual needs. How important is it to try to have a consistent rotating staff of people so you're not having to relearn each client every time?
That's like major important. We actually try not to have just one caregiver in a household. We always try to train at least two people. So we always have a natural backup in case that person would call in sick. We do job shadowing. If you've never been to a client before and their cares are a little more than normal, we would definitely job shadow you in there until you're comfortable doing those cares on your own.
Jane, thanks for the call. And as we start to wrap up, do you see room for growth in the cooperative model in home care here in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. I think we've got this, you know, it's wonderful to hear sort of the positive reception to this idea. It is an idea, and it cooperative care and Tracy have been incredibly generous with their time in sharing this model. So I think it's got a lot of potential.
If somebody out there wanted to try to take the plunge and start a co-op, maybe in an area where cooperative care isn't working, like what would be a first step to do something like that?
They could certainly give the Center for Cooperatives a call. We're on the web. If you put in cooperatives or UW-Madison, you'll find it. I can give you my phone number at work. It's 608-263-4775. You're welcome to call me, and we'll connect you with people that can help out. So glad to assist.
We'll leave it there for now. Ann, thanks a lot for joining us today. And Tracy, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Tracy Dudzinski, HR Coordinator for Cooperative Care. She's based in Wautoma. Also with us in the studio, Ann Reynolds, Executive Director of the University of Wisconsin Center for Cooperatives. We've been talking about home care. It's an industry a lot of people rely on to be able to stay in their homes. It's been hard to find workers, pay generally low, conditions not always great. We've been talking about a cooperative model to try to create a more sustainable kind of home care in Wisconsin. Still time for you to share your thoughts and experiences on this idea of cooperatives and home care and your experiences with home care, whether you've worked in that field, whether you rely on home care services for yourself or maybe a family member, or like one of our callers, you've been on both sides of home care. You can head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us your story while you're there.